I'm here with Dr. Caroline Buckey. She's an epidemiologist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. She's answering your questions about life after the pandemic is over. I want to go back to a question we didn't have time for, but before we took the break, this is from Dave in Corvallis, I believe it's Montana, who's wondering what normal will look like. And I just think he speaks for a lot of people. So I want you to hear his question. Here it is.
My wife and I are retired and enjoy international travel. I cannot imagine returning to a normal of crowded airports, packed airplanes, crammed tour buses and ships, as well as international destinations welcoming large numbers of foreign visitors who are mostly elderly. What are you hearing?
Doctor, what about that? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering about that. I mean, is it going to be, when might it be safe to be in crowds again?
So I don't think anybody knows this, unfortunately. And again, until we start to understand how many people have been infected so far and whether they're immune, it will be very difficult to say. I do think for elderly populations, we are going to be trying to protect them for as long as possible. The way that the social distancing works is that it artificially reduces the contact rate. So, you know, when you reverse that, the disease hasn't gone away and we're going to get the disease coming right back. So we need to make sure that when we do relax these interventions, we do so in a way that protects our vulnerable populations. And right now, our elderly populations are the most vulnerable to hospitalization and death. So I don't anticipate that there's going to be a back to normal with respect to travel and vacations and so on for quite some time. And I think we just need to get used to that. And potentially, you know, into the future, we have to really rethink how we structure our societies and the risks that we're putting people in when we behave in ways that are conducive to the spread of disease. So I think it's a long haul still before we'll be going on vacation, and particularly for elderly populations. We really need to make sure that we protect them as long as we can.
And here's a question coming from a very different perspective from Janet in Portland, Oregon. And here it is.
How are we ever going to develop immunity to the coronavirus with all of this social distancing and economic shutdown and sanitizing that we're doing? I'm just wondering if we're not overshielding ourselves and postponing our own development of immunities and antibodies.
Doctor?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, yes, that's exactly what we're doing. And the reason we're doing that is because we need to buy time so that the vulnerable people in our communities are not dying needlessly because our hospital systems are overwhelmed. And we've seen that happen. We've seen it happen in Italy. We've seen it happen in New York. And so, you know, yes, herd immunity is one way to prevent the transmission of the virus, just letting it rip through the population so that everybody's infected. But it's certainly a worst case scenario for the health of those populations. So what we're trying to do is exactly that, which is protect people from getting infected, okay. and then figuring out how we can restart the economy in ways that protect people as long as possible.
That's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much, Dr. Caroline Buckey. Thank you so much for your time, epidemiologist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. This is The National Conversation from NPR News.